there's a question that always bothers me. Sometimes when I go to a yeshiva in Israel, and they say they're learning Pesachim, learning Arabic Pesachim, I ask the guys this question. No one has ever given me an answer, ever. And I might have asked this before, but I don't know. But you know, from our Pesukim in Perek Vav, okay. V'chein emor l'bnei Yisrael ani Hashem v'otzeisi eschem v'tach l'sibet Yisrael v'itzalkti eschem avodasam v'ga'alti eschem v'lekachti eschem. What do we learn from all those words?
Hashem
v'otzeisi v'ga'alti v'lekachti v'tzalkti what? Excuse me? The Dalet Kosos.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Dalet Kosos, Rashi says right in the beginning of, Arabic Pesachim, you have to have Dalet Kosos, and Rashi says, oh, because of the four words, Vatsetzi, Vitzalti, Vakakti, which one did I leave out? Vigalti, Vakakti, four words. What? What? The four lashon gula.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What? That's a Yom Navi thing. Yeah. Yeah. Now that's the next one. Revesi etzchem al aretz. Yeah. That's revesi etzchem al aretz. But if you look up in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches Amid Aleph, the last Rashi on the page, it says, everyone is chayev arba kosos, afilu nashim. Everyone's chayev arba kosos, even ladies. And Rashi says, oh, arba kosos, they're keneged three times where the wine servant, in, when he told his dream to Yosef, said, v'kos paro biyadi. He said three times, v'kos paro biyadi. And the fourth one is for benching. That's why we have four cups of wine. First of all, what happened here? From the beginning of the Perek until then, we know why you need four cups of wine. Arba Lashon is Gula. Suddenly there it says, oh, you need four cups of wine because of the dream. I mean, because the paro. I mean, that's the question, but what's even worse is what does paro's slave's dream got to do with our Seder? Anyway, but that's the question. Why does Rashi change? Okay, that's one question. Just 1 second. I don't know what I wrote here. Okay. Kufka Samnalov. There's a in Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. There's a Gemara. The Gemara is going on the Pasuk. Mishoretz Hayar Tzvardim V'Olu B'Bo B'Isacha V'Chadar Mishkavcha B'Am Itasacha V'Beis Avdacha B'Amcha U'B'Tanurecha U'Misharesecha. And the Tzvardim go into the ovens. So there's a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel. Darash Tadus Ish Romi. Tadus Ish Romi. I don't know what he was, if he was Namor or not, but Tadus Ish Romi darshaned. Ma ro, Hanani Mishal Vazaya, What did Hanani Mishael Zaya see that they should go, that they should go into the ovens, that they should be burnt alive? So the Gemara says, oh, there's a Kav HaChomer. The Svardim, right, who don't have Kiddush Hashem, they when Mekal Hashem Shema. Hanani, you have okay. Svardim that don't have a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, they went into the ovens. Us that have Kiddush Hashem, of course, we have to go into the ovens, right? And I wanted to look at the Gemara, and Tosus asks a question. Tosus says, what do they need a Kav HaChomer for? Of course they had to go. You have to be Moser Nefesh for Avodah Zarah. And we know whatever it is for Avodah Zarah. And there's a couple answers in Tosus. I want you to learn that Gemara and learn the Tosus and come tell me Sunday what you learned there. And then I'll tell you what something about it. Nun Gimel Amud Beis. I want you to learn this. You know, what happened there? They needed a Kav HaChomer to be Moser Nefesh. They knew the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? There's the big three. What's the big three? About the Zara. Of course they have to be burnt. Okay. And especially when you have to be Moser Nefesh when it's Beferhesia. Right? Remember the Gemara about Beferhesia? This was Beferhesia. So of course they have to be Moser Nefesh. It's even a harder question. Of course you have to be Moser Nefesh in Beferhesia. You got to learn that Gemara. Okay. Now, the third question, famous. And don't tell me now, it's just like a $1 question. There's a famous question, not question, Shaila. The first Baka, the river became blood. Now, the Jews would drink, and it was water. The Mitzvah would drink, and it was blood. If a Jew took out a cup, and he drank, it was water. A Mitzvah would drink from the same cup, it was blood. If they'll put two straws in at the same time, the Mitzvah drank blood and the Jew drank water. That's all the Medrash says that. So the question that's been asked forever is, and there's really, there's a big difference. So what happened at the Makkah? Was the Makkah that the river became blood, just Jews had a miracle, and whatever they drank was water? Or did the river, no, the river stayed water. Just the Makkah was, whatever a Mitzvah drank was blood. What was it? What was this Makkah? What happened to the river? Did the river change to blood, or the river didn't change to blood? Just whatever, the river was the river. Just whatever the Mitzvah drank was blood. I want you to bring me a good raya from this parsha to one of the two ways.
Why would the fish die?
Now, you know, I don't want you answering. And that's the worst answer.
I'm trying to ask.
Right. And that's the worst. Because that's the worst answer.
The Jewish fish survived.
Okay, anyway. Gefilte fish survived. Shabbos fish survived, right? Okay. I just want you to tell me, because it's not as pashut as you think. Because you would say, hey, that's the answer. And that's really bad. Okay. We had Shibud Mitzrayim, you know, these parshas last week, this week, next week a little bit. Shibud Mitzrayim. What was Shibud Mitzrayim? Shibud Mitzrayim was, oh, we worked. Shibud Haguf. The great Hasidic Rebbeim said, oh, a gift from Zoom? One second, I don't have a 40-minute time.
No, it's me. Oh. Beach Castle wasn't working, so he's mine.
Oh, okay.
Big love it, dude.
Big love it.
Love it.
Say thank you.
Okay.
Now you gotta deliver tissue.
Now, Parshas is Shemit HaGuf, but the great Chassid Rebbeim say no. For example, the Kutzker Rebbe. The Kutzker said a very good vart. It says, Yegias apecha ki tochal, ashrecha v'tovlach. If you eat from Yegias kapecha, what does it mean, Yegias apecha? The work of your hands. If you work hard and you eat, and you make money and you eat, it means if you're a hard worker and you make money and you eat, ashrecha v'tovlach. Oh, that's a great life. That's a great life. So some people take this pasuk to mean everyone has to work. That's how you have a great life, working. The great Chassid Rebbeim say, no, that's not what it means. It means a lot of people work, and all that's on their mind is work. That's all that's on their mind is work. That's not good. If you gias apecha, if it's all about the work of your hands, but your mind is on avodas Hashem, then ashrecha v'tov lach. You could be working, but your mind has to be someplace else. Your mind is, oh, when am I going to be able to learn? Oh, I can't wait for my daf yomi. Oh, you're plowing your field, and you're saying to yourself, but what does Tosfos hold? So when you're plowing your field, what are you doing? You're plowing your field, or you're learning? I mean, that's, you know, I've said this all the time. You know, by food, if you make a bracha, eight, and then you wait 72 minutes, and then you want to eat another apple, you have to make another bracha, right? Hesachadas. If you learn, and then you walk out for coffee for 72 minutes, and you come back, you don't have to make a new bracha. Why not? Because when you live your life of learning, when you live your life of Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you live life of learning, there's no Hesachadas. It's all there. It's all the same. And that's what it's terrible that some of you guys do have to make a new bracha. But if your mind is always on Akash Baruch Hu, it doesn't have to be always, you know, 68 minutes, you're okay also. But yeah, your mind has to be in Akash Baruch Hu. You know, a chassid came to the Rebbe and said to the Rebbe, Rebbe, I have a terrible problem. What's the problem? Every time I stand Shemini Esrei, all these machshava zoros come into my mind. So the Rebbe said, that's not your problem. Your problem is that when you're thinking machshava zoros, you want Shemini Esrei to come into your mind. Okay? That means it depends what's in your mind. His mind. His mind is all about machshava zoros. Your mind is all about your work. Your mind is all about sports. Then it's hard to say Shemini Esrei. If your mind is not all over the place, then that's your problem. Okay, Shemini Esrei Machshava Zoros. Our minds are all over the place, all the time. And that was the Shibud Mitzrayim. The Jews their minds were on their work. We spoke about this last week. The Tamal Ha'aretz Osam. Their mind was on their work and work and work. There was nothing else in their minds. Therefore, they did the 49th level of Tumah. Because there was nothing else in their minds. There was no Torah, there was no Yishmayim. There was nothing else in their minds. That was the Shivud Mitzrayim. Your mind has to be in a certain place. You know, this is great. It comes up during study week and during finals week. I always say, Rabbi Sachs, during his Sikha this week, and said, you know, And during, you know, during this time of COVID, it's going, everyone has to be in the Beis Medrash. Well, the people who are not Beis Medrash are not there to hear it. The people who are there, that's not the right person to speak to, you know? I always find the same thing here. I'm speaking about study week and the finals week to the guys who are here. But everyone gets to the point where Rebbe, you know, maybe study week I could come to Shir, but finals week, I can't learn finals. No, that's Mitzrayim. That's Shiva in Mitzrayim. I mean, some people say some of the science courses here are Shiva in Mitzrayim. And Paro became a female and has a different name. Okay? But you got to realize that you don't want to be Shiva in Mitzrayim. You don't want to be in Mitzrayim. Your mind has to be on Avodas Hashem. Remember, I always talk about the girls who come and say, I want to earn a learner, and some say, I want to learn a earner. You know? You have to be like Ben here. Ben's a working man. Ben's a working man. But you look at Ben. When Ben has a free minute, he comes to Yeshiva. Ben is a learner, earner. The Iker Dib is learning. He can't wait to get to Yeshiva. He also has to earn a living. But the Iker is, you know, hey, I want to learn. That has to be your Iker. And if it's your Iker, you use your time right. Some guys just, during finals, that's it. No learning. No. You got to learn. You can't have this Hesach Hadas. You can't have it. There's a great story to Chafetz Chaim. A great story to Chafetz Chaim. And it has to do with mamish to this. If I tell you a story, you can say, what does that do with it? But I'll show you why it has to do with this also, with this. Chafetz Chaim, well, maybe I've told, my wife hates when I do this. Maybe I've told you the story already, but if I have and you know it, don't say, oh, I know the story, okay? If there's one person who doesn't know it, it's worth it, that person should hear the story, okay? And the Chafetz Chaim once walked into the shul in Radin in the morning, and he saw a big tumult going on, and kids are chasing a person around, and it's really wild. Wild, it's going wild. Chafetz Chaim said, what's happening here? So he told the Chafetz Chaim, what happened? Every shul, every town, had the town Meshugana, okay? Nowadays, every shul has the shul Meshugana. Some shuls here in Kew Garden Hills have the shul normal. Right. But okay, but everyone has the shul Meshugana. In Radin, there was Avramel the Meshugana. Okay, there was Avramel the Meshugana. Between Mincha Maariv and the night before, someone was going around giving out a shmek tabak. You know what a shmek tabak is? They would open up this can, there'd be snuff, and everyone would take a little snuff. It's called a shmek tabak. A shmek tabak is a Yiddish saying. When you want to say, it's like a tiny, tiny bit. That's a shmek tabak, right? My wife gave me some meat last night for supper, and I said, "Oh, that's a shmek tabak." And she said, "Oh, you want more?" Okay. Anyway, whatever. Not going to our shalom bias. Anyway, but it's a shmek tabak. Anyway, they're giving out. They came to Avramel, they didn't want to give him. He said, what's the matter? No, none for you. You're like, no soup for you, okay? None for Avramel. Avramel said, I'll show you guys. I could get shmek tabak without you. In the town of Oishishuk, right near Radin was Oishishuk. Oishishuk was very famous because the train that came to the Radin, to the Chafetz Chaim's yeshiva, didn't stop in Radin. It stopped in Oishishuk. Which is a bigger city. You used to have to, if you didn't have money to hire a carriage and a wagon, like most Shiva didn't have money, they used to have to walk 12 kilometers from Oishishuk to Radin to be in Radin Yeshiva. So most people came in to Radin like dead tired because they walked from Oishishuk to Radin. He said, I know somebody in Oishishuk who will give me a shmek tabak. So he ran 12 kilometers all the way from Radin to Oishishuk. So it was like the Lithuanian marathon. Okay, then he found his friend, Kavi Shmek Tabak. Yes, he took a little Shmek Tabak. He held it tightly and he ran all the way back. And he got there for Shacharis, holding up, look everybody, I got a Shmek Tabak. And all the kids started running after him, trying to knock it out of his hands, you know, so he shouldn't have. And so the Chafetz Chaim, then I'm going back, the Chafetz Chaim walked in Shacharis and he saw his tumult. So Chafetz Chaim said, what's going on? So they told him, the Meshugana Avramel ran all the way from here to Oishishuk for Shmek Tabak. and came back all the way with a shmektabuk. So Chavetz Chaim said, and you guys, and everyone looked to stop it. Chavetz Chaim said something like that, you know, like, but no one knows what he means. And you guys, they say, please tell us what it means. The Chavetz Chaim said, but there's a Gemara in Chagiga that you'd be on a bays. The Gemara says, how far is it from here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Rekia? The Gemara says it's 500 miles until a certain spot. Then it's another 500 miles. And then it's, well, the Gemara talks about 500, I think, parsecs, I don't know, parsecs or something. And then when you get to the Ophanim and the Chayos, and the Ophanim's foot is another 500 miles, and the Ophanim's thigh is another 500 miles, and like 50,000 miles to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chavetz Chaim says, so you guys, you say Moda Ani. You're here now, you came for chakras, you're saying Moda Ani. Thank you for giving me back my neshama. Hashem gives you back your neshama. Your neshama comes 50,000 miles here to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back something. You come here, you spend your day, maybe you went to chakras, maybe you didn't, then you'll be studying all day, then maybe you'll do some shnayim bichad ve'echad targum. You bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back a shmektabuk. So you're laughing at Avraham Lev Shulman for 13 kilometers bringing back a shmektabuk. You travel hundreds of thousands, whatever it is, miles, and when you bring a car, and everyone, you come up there, and everyone's laughing at you, all the malachim and everything. You came up all this way, and what are you bringing? You know? Rishon of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum, what are you bringing? You got to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu something. Baruch Hashem, every day you bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu a lot. During study days, you think a Kadosh Baruch Hu cares if it's study days? You think up there they care? They want you to bring something. Remember, even during study days, during final days, bring something to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You got to bring for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You got to do it. What time is it? Reb Chaim has many, many shmuzin about these parshas. And I'm not going to be this week or anything, but when he talks about Karas HaTov, all three of these parshas, you know, with Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKaras HaTov and HaKaras HaTov, he didn't hit the water, he's the water saver, he didn't hit this. And so HaKaras HaTov, even to Adomim, to a non- A karsa type to sand. What do you mean a karsa type to sand? Sand has feelings? Sand needs gratitude? So what does it really mean, a karsa tov? You have to do a karsa tov. It's not that the person needs your karsa tov. It's your midah. You have to do a karsa tov. But one of my favorite things that Reb Chaim would always talk about in these parshas, where Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Bnos Yisrael and he saved them, and they went back. And Tzipporah tells her father, Ish Mitzri Yitzilanu. A Mitzri saved us. And so everyone says, oh, because Moshe was dressed like a Mitzri, you know? Little skirt, little thing, you know, like the Mitzri would dress. But the Medrash says no. The Medrash says, Ish Mitzri Yitzilanu means that this Mitzri saved us. And the Gemara gives a mashal. The Gemara says, there's this person and his little son walking through the forest, and the little son gets bitten by a snake. Okay? Gets bitten by a snake. And they run to the water, and the rule is, if you get bitten by the snake, you have to put him into the water. So the guy runs to the water with his son, he puts him in the water when he sees someone drowning. And he puts the son down, he jumps in the water, he saves. And the guy says, oh, thank you very much for saving me. And the Gemara says, he says to him, no, don't thank me, thank the snake. You gotta think, if there were cars of faith, the snake. The Gemara says, Ish mitzvah tzilani, that the one you have to have a cars of tov to is the Mitzri that Moshe killed. Why is Moshe here? Because he killed the Mitzri. You have Ish mitzvah tzilani. So Reb Chaim would talk about how far HaKaras HaTayiv goes. Not only does HaKaras HaTayiv go to a piece of sand, water, it even goes to someone who wants to do bad. If good comes out of bad, you have to thank that person because you're not thanking him. You are doing HaKaras HaTayiv. HaKaras HaTayiv is all about you, not about whatever you're giving HaKaras HaTayiv to. Have a great Shabbos.